Welcome, everybody. Shiur number 1096. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv, Ben Rabar and Zizel. Lila Nishmas Blim, Abbas Ramosh and Lufu Shlema Ruven Pesach Ben Henya. Getting back to a malacha of Zareya. So, interesting question. There's a couple of questions. In reference to a window, people have plans, let's say, by a window, or near a window, or so on, and I want to now open up the window. Or I want to open up the shade, let's say. I need fresh air. But there's plants over there, so the air is coming in, and it could be that the air is going to... We'll talk about separately the shade letting in the sunlight. We'll see how that works. But right now, first of all, let's say like the window. I have a closed window. I have plants nearby. And I won't open up the window, but Lamaisa, the fresh air coming in would be helping the plants in some way. So the question is, would I be allowed to open up the window since there's plants close by? Now, assuming in case that the shade is already open, again, we'll talk about the shade, see how that works. So interesting, brings down the Sefer Klolim on page Pei Gimel. He says, interesting, from the Shalos Hashivas Har Tzvi, and he says, he brings from the Shalos Hashivas Har Tzvi like this, is muta ligram simicha gesheide, what one would be allowed to do an act, which we actually saw in the halachas with the sukkah, right? Knocking off the water from the top of the sukkah. We said when it's a grama, we said when it goes onto the concrete and then from there rolls onto the grass. So then we said that would be okay. Why? It's a psikresh. It's going to happen automatically, right? And inevitably it's going to go onto the grass. So it might take an extra minute, but why is that okay? Because of the fact that it's a psikresh with a grama. In other words, it's an indirect act, or it's a delay of the action, even though it's going to happen automatically. So he brings this from the Shalos Hashivas Har Tzvi. He said like this, Mutta ligram smicha, one will be allowed to do an action whereby it might be goyrim, the growing, when the person does not have a mind for the growing itself. The action they're doing could cause the plants to grow better, or could enhance the growth, but they have no intention at all of doing it, which we'll see in the case of the window. He says, "Afal pishu psikresha," even though it's going to happen automatically, right? Inevitably, a person can help this action. It will come to helping by doing this certain action that they're doing. Like, let's say again, the case of the sukkah, it's going to automatically help the growth of the plants. So he says, but that was still. Be okay, but tamishim the loy mahani psikresha begrama lahashvei sagrama kamaisa. In other words, the bottom line is it doesn't become usher. A grama with a psikresha doesn't become usher like a psikresha itself. Okay, I don't want to get too lumdish in this. It's very lumdish part of Hilchas Shabbos, which we could talk about all day. But I don't want to bog down. I want to get to practical applications halacha lemaisa. So he says, "Memeila leinachshav she'oisa maisa shemasayeya latzmicha sapri." Therefore, this action is not really an action because of the fact that it's a grum. It's sort of like indirectly happening, and it's happening with a davar she'eino mischaven, where the person does not have a mind to do it. So it has a din of whereby it's not a action that's helping the growth. So with that, he says, interesting. Interesting, brings down Sefer Klolim on page Pei Dalet, that Mutta, again, assuming we'll get to the shade separately, the shade is open, I want to open the window, but there's plants right nearby, and assuming that the air that comes in, it's fresh air, it's going to help the plants grow. It's good for the plants, and so on. He says, Mutta Lefter Chaloyim, one would be allowed to open up the window, Kadesha Aver Yekanis Lecheder, in order they should get some fresh air. Do I have to start moving all the plants around, move them away from the window, bring the plants to another room? I have plants nearby the window. What should I do? I weigh the air is coming in. It's going to help the plants grow. No, we don't have to worry about it. Why? He says, when the person's kavana is that the air should be for the person, not for the plants. In other words, not for if the person opens up the window, I want fresh air for the plants, it's good for the plants, the sunshine and everything, all the good stuff for the plants, and if a dafka have in mind the plants, that you can't do. But in a case over here, when it's for the person itself, I just want to breathe in fresh air. I need the room is stuffy. So then it would be okay, even though there's plants right nearby. But he says, "Hey, chashagidulim, I'm dem kitzas rochek mechalein." In other words, they're a little bit far. They're not like right on the windowsill. He says a little bit kitzas rochek mechalein. In other words, they're a little bit further away from the window, not mamish right on the windowsill per se. So he says the reason is he brings down interesting that if the plants are mamish right by the open window, they're mamish over there, I have to, stretch out over the plants and open up the window and then, so that's not really a grumma. If fresh air comes in, light, everything comes right in, and that could be running into a problem. But he says that one would be, if somebody opens up the window, they should make sure that the plants, in a case in time when it's not mukta, which we spoke about, we'll try and get more into that again, to make sure that the plants are that they're a little bit far away from the window. And that doesn't mean far away, but it means that they're not mamish right by the window. So, tzrichim she'amidu hagidulim k'sas rochek me'achilan. He says that one has to be careful that they shouldn't be mamish right on the windowsill itself. K'dei she'tis chashev k'nisas avikach sheni. So that the air coming in has a din of a kayach sheni, meaning like it's a indirect and it's a time delay sort of type of a thing, and it's not happening as soon as a person opens up the window, boom, right away you have the fresh air. So as long as so the bottom line is, that's how he brings it down. He says as long as the plants are mamish, right, not right up on top of the windowsill, they're a little bit, off to the side, a little bit further away, whereby it takes a drop of time, a couple of seconds, whatever, till the area actually is going to reach the plants, so then one would not have to worry about the fact that they're opening up the window for fresh air, and thereby they could be enhancing the growth of the plants. And he said, the way he brings it down is that that you don't have to worry about that automatically, it's by me opening up the window, it's going to, like we said, shetis yafe, tzimichas, hagidulim, shebecheder, it's going to be good, it's going to beautify, not just beautify, but enhance the whole growth of the plants that are in that room through this fresh air. So he says, the kevel sha'adam enei ala gairim, it's grama that the air comes in. He says, sha'ave yovir al yovay al hagidulim, v'havle gram malacha, k'shein mechavin lezeh. The person does not have a mind to enhance their plants, right? So it's a davar she'ein mechavin, and shemuta afilu b'makam sik reisha. So that's the bottom line. Just to close off for today's shir, we'll try and get to the shades also, but l'maisa, a person wants to open up the window, fresh air is coming in, as long as the plants, he brings this down again from the Shalosh Shivos Haratzvi, that as long as the plants are mamish not right up on the windowsill, but they're a little bit far away, off to the side, or on a little further down, and it's not like where boom, you open up the window, that second the air hits the plants, so then Kitzas Rochek Me'echilon, he says, a little bit far away, so then it becomes a grumma, it takes a drop of a time delay, and it's even though it's a psikration, it's going to happen automatically. One would be allowed to open the window to get fresh air as long as they do not have a mind to enhance the growth of those plants by opening up the window and letting in the fresh air onto the plants. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and bracha. Kol tov.